27th of June, last Monday of the month, coming down to the end. A lot of reports will be coming out of Washington. And the economy, of course, they'll look back over the month of June before long. And one of the people who'll be doing that, John Taylor from Stern AG and Leach at 820 South 21st Street. Good morning, John.
Morning. Some people will be glad when the month of June is over based upon the way the stock market has gone so far. Of course, we saw another downtick on Friday. The Dow was down about 115 points back down below that psychological 12,000 number. So this week, the focus is going to be on debt again. We're going to continue to talk about what's happening in Greece. We think we've got unemployment problems in the United States. How about in Greece? Their unemployment rate has ticked up to over 16%. Their parliament will be voting later this week, I think it's Wednesday, on these very tough austerity measurements that the European Union is forcing on them. If they don't adopt those, they will not get the last tranche of their bailout money from their EU partners. President Nicolas Sarkozy, the head of the French government, says that their banks are working on a rollover of debt, kind of kicking the can down the road. They're just going to agree to lengthen the maturities of the substantial debt that is held by the French banks. Of course, many experts say that it's still inevitable that Greece is going to have a partial default on part of their sovereign debt, that is government debt. That'll have a significant impact upon banks in Europe, of course, which will also wash up on our shores. And speaking of debt, this is going to be perhaps a critical week here in the United States. President Obama has agreed to get involved in the fray in terms of the approaching debt ceiling. He's going to be meeting, I believe it's today, with Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. As you know, those talks broke down on the level below that. A number of senators and members of the House backed out of those talks last week. This morning we did get some economic numbers from the government. We're going to get quite a bit this week. The one that I'm watching mainly is tomorrow, which is the Case-Shiller City Housing Index. That tells us what's happening with housing prices in the 20 largest metropolitan areas of the United States. We can already officially say that we are in a double-dip recession when it comes to housing. And last month, in 12 of those 20 metropolitan areas, housing prices dipped to a level that had not been seen since 2002. This morning, we get personal income numbers. They just came out. Personal income up 0.3%, exactly what was expected. Personal spending unchanged. Experts say that if you take into consideration the increase in inflation, however, the personal income actually pretty much unchanged, even though it shows it's up 0.3%, and personal spending is actually down on an inflation-adjusted basis. So we continue to see some tough numbers and shows that our economy is facing some serious headwinds. This week we'll focus on debt and see what happens.
Any other reports coming out here toward the end of the week?
Oh, yeah, we get quite a few. We get, of course, on Thursday, we get that unemployment number we talked about. On Friday, we get auto sales and truck sales. And we also get, initial claims and some consumer sentiment numbers that come out later in the week. So it's going to be an interesting week.
John, we'll be looking forward to it.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, John Taylor, Stern, AG & Leach is the company. They're located at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. You could call John at 479-782-2527, or you can email him at johntaylor@sternag.com.